Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, Lower Extremity Review magazine celebrating their 15th year, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Pat McEnany is a podiatric physician. He's the CEO of the Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialists. He'll be joining me, along with returning Mike McAleese. He's the founder of the Somar Holistic School of Massage and Reflexology. He's a movement coach, longtime personal trainer. Then the Sports Doctors In segment is in with some Dr. Bob wisdom and your emails. Hey, Dr. Pat, it's Dr. Bob. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you.
Pat, give us some background on yourself leading into you putting together this great group of podiatrists.
Yeah, so I'm a double board certified podiatrist out of Chicago. I've been practicing 15 years now, and for the last 10 years, I've been running Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialist. We started as a single doctor office in Cary, Illinois, and we currently have 14 offices now throughout the Chicagoland area.
Now, were you a Division I college wrestler?
Yeah, I was. I wrestled at Northern Illinois University. I wrestled there a couple of years, and then the whole medicine thing got in the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I had some ex-Olympians. We were able to get orthotics in their soft wrestling shoes. I don't know if you were. Might have been before you knew what podiatry was. Talk a little bit about the group and some of the different locations that you've got.
Yeah, so we have offices that are in Chicago. We spread out to the suburbs, you know, as far as down by Woodridge and Hinsdale, Downers Grove, out towards Wheaton and Elgin and Geneva, and then up into, Crystal Lake, Lake in the Hills, Cary, and the Fox Lake area. Probably missed one or two of them there, but that's where we're located.
Well, one of my best friends for years and years and years, Dr. Jeff Mackler, is one of the new people in your group, as well as Dr. Len Vekos. Vekos, they're in the Woodridge location, you know, with you guys. You know, it's interesting, you know, the Olympics have just started. There's so much excitement. There's so much inclusion of podiatry in sports medicine, isn't there?
It's amazing how much there is. I don't think a lot of people realize that most of these sports teams, if not all, have podiatrists on staff. And these podiatrists are, you know, dealing with, you know, issues where they're injuring their feet. They're dealing with making them orthotics so that if they have problems, they can let their feet be healthy while they're performing at their peak level. And so,
you know, I don't want to age myself, Dr. Pat, but I was, you know, around all these years. I was a big part of that fight, man, to get podiatry included, because I work with the Chicago Bears. I had a famous, the late, great Bob Guida, sports therapist, and all these, you know, the Walter Paytons, the John McEnroes, the Jimmy Connors, they came to see him, and he had a tremendous regard for the role of the foot. He paid big attention to the role of the foot, and this still surprises a lot of people that almost any persistent lower extremity, back, knees, hips, ankles problem, many times the foot related, that still surprises a lot of medicine, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I talk to, you know, all my athletes and you know, tell them the foot is the foundation of your whole body. And, you know, if that's not working right, if that's out of whack, if it's not in the right position, then you're not going to be performing the way you need to.
You know, something as simple as, again, for many of our, whether it's a superstar or the parents of young athletes, active people, making sure that they're in the right shoe for their particular foot type and foot mechanics is still something that I think there's got to be a lot of education added to the mix in that regard. Of course, podiatry, you guys are in the middle of the diabetes, situation, wound care, those kinds of things are a big part of podiatry today, aren't they?
They are. We have limb salvage has become a really big part of our practice where we make kind of a very huge difference. The old days of, people have diabetes, they get a sore or an ulcer on their foot and, they're off to amputation. The game's changed a lot. We have a lot of different techniques we can do to take pressure off these areas. We have different types of ointments and other types of synthetic skin treatments that we can use. And the game's changed significantly. There's a big role to save people's feet instead of cut them off.
Oh, yes. And screening is such a big part of it. Often podiatry is the first profession to discover diabetes because somebody comes in, the feet are the furthest area from the heart. Somebody might come in, my feet are numb, I'm getting pain, I got shooting pain, et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden, the discovery is diabetes is involved. My oldest podiatry professor from the Illinois College, Dr. Larry Rubin, who's the founder over the past 15 years of LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, again, getting the medical specialties involved in screening and trying to prevent these problems. They say that 80% of the amputations that are diabetes related are preventable. I mean, that's shocking.
It is. And the big thing is education. Like you said, screening is important to get those people and say, yes, you do have a problem. But the education part is the biggest part because, I have patients who, no, I'm not eating a lot of sugar. I had spaghetti for dinner last night, and they don't know that the carbohydrates break down to sugar. And I have patients who, because they don't have any pain in their feet because of the nerve damage from the diabetes, they think there's not a problem. And so just re-educating people on what they need to be looking out for and not to feel reluctant about coming in, that I don't think the problem's that bad because it could be worse than they think.
Yes, a lot of times things get a lot worse. That's why I've been knocking myself out for 40-something years on the sports doctor and on the radio. Paying attention to these three big, big areas, Dr. Pat. One is awareness. Awareness of what we're talking about, what we're dealing with, whatever it happens to be. The second big piece, again, is education. And the third thing might be taking action, whether we're having individuals on talking about concussions, talking about nutrition, mental training, so many different areas, as well as the physical side of things, again, which is one of the things that we're really are talking about. What's the best site, Dr. Pat, that people can go to find out about the locations and availabilities of Northern Illinois?
Yeah, our website is illinoisfoot.com. Try to keep it nice and simple for everybody.
I was going to say, really, that you got it on the money. And the idea, like we were just talking about, the educational side, whether it is the elementary schools, whether it's park districts, whether it's traveling teams, the tremendous business of youth sports. The reason I co-authored the book, #HeySportsParents, with the Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharkey Zartman, was the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, both physically and mentally. There's so much pressure many times on these kids to play, and we turn around many times, we see half these kids are living on anti-inflammatory medicine over the counter, because there's just so much overkill, and that's why I think the education is very, very important. When you, as part of your past role, you were past president of the Illinois Podiatric Medical Association, right, Dr. Pat?
Yes, I was in 2020.
Yes, and did you find, again, that these kinds of challenges, getting the word out to different populations, is something that has really been a big part of what you guys are all about?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important. As far as being a podiatrist, a lot of people don't know everything that we do. I'm sure you understand that. And, people don't understand.
Oh, aren't you a podiatrist? Are you the podiatrist, the physiatrist, or the psychiatrist?
Right, or the pediatrician.
Yeah. Right.
But the interesting thing is we do a lot of that. We do a lot of all those things. We have such a diverse, treatment plan when we're doing things. We'll be dealing with an orthopedic problem one minute, a vascular problem in the next patient, a derm problem in the next patient, and like a nerve problem in the next patient. And so, it's interesting because, our day is not a repetitive day where we're doing the exact same thing all day. We're treating lots of different issues all day. And, So, you know, the big thing I always, you know, educate patients on is, you know, when you have a problem in, you know, your foot, ankle, leg area, you know, come see us. We can handle all of it.
And it's interesting, you know, the tremendous advancement in foot surgery. I still recommend highly podiatric foot surgeons, even though some of my friends who are foot ankle specialists and orthopedists, there's always been a contest in one regard or another. But there's been tremendous advancement in the, you even got a commercial on TV there with laparoplasty. You know what? They got a great commercial for the, for foot surgery. I don't know who came up with that one, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, the, you know, this all comes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about education. And so, you know, it's a lot of times patients don't know where to turn with these things. They ask their friends and say, hey, if I have a bunion, you know, what do I do? Oh, well, I had a bunion years ago, you know, and it didn't work. And then, you know, next thing you know, they said, yeah, it was on their second toe. You know, and so, you know, the days of everyone just asking friends about everything, you know, now patients are actually researching stuff. You know, there is advertisements, there's pamphlets, and people can go to websites and actually learn about all this stuff. They can go online and watch the surgeries and hear patient testimonials. And so the techniques have gotten a lot better than they were back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, there's very reproducible results now. And I think getting people to understand that and getting educated on that helps them make a better decision on what they want to do.
I also have felt a lot that with all this, there's been so much emphasis on surgery again. That, again, the importance of biomechanics, the function of the foot, the relationship to the rest of the body is such a big deal, whether you're an 85-year-old grandmother and you're trying to prevent falling. You know, podiatry is a big member of the team to prevent falling. Proper alignment, proper support and stability. Or, you know, we're dealing with, you know, my poster boy, I can't believe we just celebrated 14 years. You know, the kid in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek was the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion. He was 10 when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. And many times, again, we see that the role of the foot in all aspects of sports, even if you want to be a step or two quicker. So I still think we have to really continue. Podiatry still is the number one profession, absolutely, for anything at all regarding orthotics. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. And, you know, there's the great thing is that, you know, the old days of those rotor orthotics, you know, there's so many other materials that are available now. And, you know, I've had patients that say, oh, like my orthotics are real hard. I didn't like the ones I had before. And we use a cork like Birkenstocks almost with some nice soft padding and can still get people to support with a lightweight kind of comfort feel.
Yeah,
and, you know,
sometimes we see these materials. I've been a polypropylene fan my whole life. And the idea, again, you could have a 90-year-old in a hard plastic that's extremely flexible. Then many times it becomes very, very effective. So there's all sorts of different criteria. You know, sometimes we also see that the crazy statistic, 30-40% of the population, Dr. Pat, aren't even fit properly. So shoe education in all areas, whether it's for the kids, or again, for your older super seniors is an important part of podiatry's role, isn't it?
It is. You know, I remember growing up, I used to go to Golden Shoes in Palos. And Mark, who worked there, would come over and, you know, when I was a kid, he'd fit us with the right type of shoes and he would make sure they fit right. There's not a lot of stores like that anymore. You know, people go to Kohl's and or they order something online. They go, I like this color. They don't even know if they have the right type of shoe for their foot. And, you know, they go, I guess that fits okay, and they're on their way. And so, you know, the education of what type of shoes is so important these days because there's so many types.
Yes. We want to, I rely a lot, again, on walking and running shoe stores as being the most educated regarding all of these different criteria, many times including for kids. You know, sometimes we'll see a woman has a pregnancy, has a baby, and then all of a sudden her shoe size changes and she's not paying any attention to that kind of situation. So again, you know, podiatry and the cooperation also, Pat, between podiatry and all the other professions, again, primary care, pediatrics, orthopedists, physical therapy, that's really grown impressively, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we've become a very integral part of the team. You know, and you know, when we're getting consults from all the different specialties in the hospital and they're saying, we need your help, or they're sending people over to our clinic saying, you know, I just can't figure out what this is. Maybe you have a better perspective on this than I do since you see this stuff more. We're seeing a lot more of that.
So one of my frequent guests and favorite physical therapist from Achieve Sports Medicine, MedGym, Gina Pongetti, who's involved with one of your office locations, I think you mentioned in Woodridge, she's in Paris, you know, an ex-gymnast. She's a physical therapist working with the Olympic team, so I'm sure you're following her just like I am.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's great to see that. And you know, we actually have a Paralympic swimmer from the Tokyo Olympics who, you know, was born with a limb that was short. And, you know, we do modifications and help for that kind of stuff, too. So it's really cool when you see people you're working with, you know, either going to college or the Olympics or pros. It's fun to watch them.
It really, really is. I knew the time would fly by here with Dr. Pat McEnany. Give us the website again so people can find out about the group and their location.
So, yeah, Northern Illinois Foot and Ankle Specialists. Find us at illinoisfoot.com.
All right, you're on our roster, Dr. Pat McEnany. Thank you so much for joining us.
And great talking with you, Doctor.
Yeah, hold on for a quick second. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back one of our fave guests, Mike McAleese. He is the founder of Somar Holistic School of Massage and Reflexology. He's a longtime movement coach, personal trainer. Michael, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having me back.
give us, Mike, some background on you and the massage school of massage and reflexology and that whole world.
Sure. I have been a massage therapist for 30-plus years. My wife and I own the School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology, going on about 25 years now.
So, hi, Star. Go ahead.
she's working. So, like I said, I've been a massage therapist for about 35 years. I was inducted into the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame in 2016, which is kind of nice. About 15 years ago, I decided to go back to school to learn a little bit more about functioning medicine and just optimal body mechanics. So that changed everything about me, for my clients, and for the students. So that's where the movement coach comes in the personal trainer side.
Yeah, the role of the foot in sports, alignment, stability, support. You know, it's interesting, Mike, because you've been around during the revolution of massage therapy becoming a very big deal. Whether it is the best athletes in the world, there's not a team or a group who doesn't include soft tissue therapy. I was very fortunate in the late 70s. I met the late, great Bob Guida, that the greatest athletes in the world came to see him for one problem or another. And he was always he called it vibrational medicine. He paid such huge attention to deep massage as well as enhancing healing. And now medicine has really taken a step up in the direction of understanding what a role you guys play. Sort of maybe could be, right?
Yeah. But I tell you what, there's more hard science, evidence-based. I heard you talk about that in your commercial. There's so much more evidence-based research and outcomes about massage therapy, what it can do, and the purpose of it, especially for stress reduction, anxiety, nausea.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is the evidence-based and the re-education of a lot of the medical community in so many ways.
Yeah.
And the fact that the importance many times of looking to, you know, again, the idea was to feel better, you know, which is it was so important. Then it became a big part. And I think the cooperation, again, of regular medicine as well as chiropractic medicine put you guys on the map. They included massage therapy early on in their practices, which I really noticed early on.
Yeah, they did, and I'm very appreciative of that. I was in business with a chiropractor for a while, and it was a good marriage. I mean, chiropractic, massage, soft tissue, chiropractic, you can't go wrong.
Hands-on. That's what Guida would talk a lot about. You know, with general medicine, you know, you have a pill, an injection, surgery, but the hands-on side was neglected, it seems, you know, for years. And then when it started really being paid attention to, was a whole different story. Heck, you know, we go back a couple of decades when we were seeing some of these young figure skaters that were dealing with, you know, the young champion that we had them include massage therapy with all that jumping and all that physical presence. So the age groups that massage therapy deals with is pretty endless, isn't it?
Yeah, it is endless. I mean, there's anybody can get a massage, especially the young athlete. I've worked with kids 16 and under, of course, with their parents there. It's just the kids playing soccer, doing the headers, getting migraine headaches, compression problems in the cervical spine. So massage definitely has come a long way. So
yeah, and you were on the prairie path. You were always there with the running teams, your group, you'd really show up, and the marathons and some of these other areas where you could be, you know, because, again, enhancing recovery. Again, the role of massage therapy in the highest level of sports medicine is really about, you know, hey, doc, can I play yesterday? I mean, can you know get him back? It's really helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It definitely helps with the recovery. Does it speed it up? Sometimes it does. It all depends on the injury, But rest, you and I have talked about rest for the athlete. So, and some massage therapy or soft tissue work definitely helps the athlete take some time off and just rest.
Yeah, or the grandmother, you know, or the senior citizen. I said, or the grandmother or the senior citizen.
Yeah.
You know, the endless array. Now, I know the school, Somar, you make it available for people who are also working, can sit in, do different kinds of courses, expanding the possibility. Talk a little bit about what your school provides.
Well, what we are probably one of the only schools that you don't have to quit your full-time job. So our program is set up.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And for people who work, we all have to work to pay our bills, of course. But it's for the single parents, just those who definitely cannot quit their job. So our program is very part-time. It's been that way for 25 years, and it's been working for us. So our courses, since it's a part-time program, our courses, the adults can, are like a sponge. They can learn, take a little bit of a break, learn some more. So, I mean, we definitely have learned how to teach to adults for the last 25 years. So we make it easier.
Yeah, how's the relationship, Mike, with the world of physical therapy? I always, again, in our sports medicine clinics over the decades, again, we always included, of course, we always had sports psychology around so that people could deal with the parents of some of these young athletes, you had to put them in, but the relationship between the physical therapist, the personal trainer, massage therapy, often was part of the same sports clinic, wasn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, it still is. Physical therapists, massage therapists, personal trainers. I mean, we have to work together as a team in order to get our athlete up and out and competing again. So it is a good team effort from massage, personal trainer, and physical therapist.
If somebody's saying, health and wellness, they really want to include health and wellness, and they want to include massage therapy as part of their overall wellness program, is something like monthly massage sensible for the human race?
Definitely. Once a month, I would prefer every other week, but once a month is really good. Once a month is good.
But, the idea of prevention, when we would have these young athletes or weekend warriors who were pushing the envelope constantly, they would seem to fit well into something like a couple of times a month where they would be taking advantage of the massage therapy. Now, there's so many different types of massage, right, Mike?
Yeah.
What are some examples of... of types of massage without getting too crazy?
Well, everybody talks about Swedish massage. And to be honest, I'm going to go into my educator mode. That is an umbrella for every massage therapy, every technique that's out there. We have deep pressure massage, Feldenkrais. There's just a boatload of different techniques. But when it comes to soft tissue work, it's definitely massage. But a lot of people, they call it Swedish. That's just one of those things. So,
sometimes you're talking aggressive soft tissue, and sometimes you're talking much more superficial regarding whatever you happen to be doing, depending on the situation. And I know that you always pay a lot of attention to the lower extremity in so many different areas because it has so much to do posturally. How long does it take for somebody who's coming in part-time to become a licensed massage therapist, Mike?
Our program is about 44 weeks, give or take a couple of days here and there. But it's 44 weeks. It's, just about 10 to 11 months of part-time. And our students are passing the state board test. They're getting their license. And we have about 80% of our alumni are still working in the field since we started the school. So that's
when did you start the school?
Well, we started school technically as the State Board of Higher Education private vocational school back in 2000. So that's when we started that program. The reflexology program, which is just acupressure on the feet, we've had that since 1996.
That's an interesting description. Acupressure on the feet. Give us again, a lot of people still, so many of the professions, including podiatry, there's a lot to learn still with reflexology. Give us a little bit of the background and what we're talking about with reflexology.
Well, without going into my teacher mode, I mean, reflexology has been around for quite a few years. It's become popular in the United States since the early 1900s. I'm glad you asked that question. In 2015, Michigan State University Nursing School did a study on reflexology in women with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. And that was a huge accomplishment for that study, showing what reflexology can do. And it basically is like massage, but with acupressure, without manipulating muscle tissue. Reflexology is a very gentle approach. Definitely, with the science behind it, now it's becoming more and more.
So in reflexology, again, working with the feet, you are looking to affect, mentioning again, breast, you're looking to affect other parts of the body, which I think, again, is sometimes, is of real interest to so many different people. Reflexology deals with the foot itself also, doesn't it?
It does. It's the foot and the hand when, now, I just want to reiterate about the science. There is a gentleman doing some really cool science research with reflexology and actually working on somebody who's in an MRI machine, getting an MRI done. And they're actually seeing the different parts of the brain, like the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus gland, lighting up, the adrenals lighting up during this. So it's really proving that what we do, the acupressure that we do on the foot, is actually working. So it's
big
no
news.
Work.
Well, yeah, the big news is it's proving it's having an effect.
Yeah.
And again, I think when the fact that was always one of the real challenges and the mysteries, what kind of an effect is this actually having physically? And the fact that you might have an MRI change or interaction or a organ measurement in some way, shape, or form, I think it's a very, very big deal. How has general medicine, in your opinion, Mike, paid attention, in your opinion, primary care, et cetera, with reflexology? I think they got a long way to go, right?
Well, it's got a long way to go, but it's the journey's not. It's still there. I believe Baylor University.
Michael, we're going to come back for another second.
Okay.
Give me the website for the school.
Sure, it's www.somar.com. That's SOHMAR.com.
Great. Okay, we're going to be coming right back. Mike McAleese, again, the founder of Somar Holistic School of Massage and Reflexology. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are talking with returning numerous guests, Mike McAlee. He is the founder of SOMAR, Holistic School of Massage and Reflexology, here in Illinois, in Downers Grove. And we were talking about some of the different things that have been exciting about reflexology, some of the science and things that are behind it. It's interesting, again, you're talking a lot of science emerging behind, like you said, massage therapy, right, Mike?
Correct. I mean, it's growing more and more. There is an organization called the Massage Therapy Foundation, which is basically they get all the research, and then they send it out to the massage therapist. So, there is a lot more research with massage therapy. And it's exciting because it's changing all the time. And it's always for the better. So people do ask, are you affecting anything? Now we have the science say, yes, we are.
And you know, Michael, I wanted to ask you, again, like we mentioned earlier, you know, again, the massage therapist showed up very early in the medical field with chiropractic medicine. Then we saw massage therapy involved in many times, like in my friends in the salon world, where the massage therapy is available, as well as in some of these groups, whether it's a Massage Envy or these franchises. What are your opinions regarding these different areas of with massage therapy regarding somebody's choice? Would you say what the involvement would be, whether it's with a chiropractic office or self-involved? What are some of the differences that you see, if any?
Yeah, I mean, with all the corporate massage places, Massage Envy, Hand and Stone, all those, they are a benefit. They do definitely help, especially the student who's coming out of school who they really don't want to start their own business. So they give them that opportunity to actually work in the field, to learn a lot about it. Now, one of the things with these massage chains and even some spas is that the school is actually helping through another branch of the school. It's called Business to Business. And we're going in with some of these businesses and helping pinpoint some small little things that, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line. So we're helping the massage therapists move better, actually give their massages so much better.
Again, you know, the health and wellness, mental health, and again, the idea of relaxation. You know, we talk a lot on the Sports Doctor. I call it intelligent rest, whether you're dealing with an injury or whatever it happens to be. But rest and recovery is a gigantic topic, whether we're talking superstars or grandmothers.
Yeah.
You know, like whether you're dealing with the running community forever, like you have, but people who are really pushing the envelope, overdoing it. And again, the importance with this health and wellness, tremendous new attention. I would think that the massage therapy world is really, really growing big time.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to, you know, recovery massage, it's huge. I talk to a lot of my athletes, and we come up with a program of when they're going to come in for massage, especially when they're doing like a cutback or they're not pushing as hard that week. And that's when they come in for their recovery or just their maintenance massage. And the maintenance
massage. Did you see Lysacek? I thought that, weren't you dealing with Evan too on occasion, the Olympic champion that I was talking about before? Was 10 years old. I thought he was, maybe you saw him at the screening that we were doing at one of the rinks.
Yeah,
because again, Evan, even when he was 12, 13 years old, one of the things he routinely had, again, besides all the mental training and whatever else they were doing, was they were including massage therapy the every other week, just like you said. And I think it made a tremendous difference in staying out of trouble and enhancing recovery.
Oh, big time, big time. I mean, with soft tissue work, especially around the major joints, it just keeps everything, it's nourishing the joints. with the lymph and the blood and all the nutrients they need to get there so we can keep our range of motion being optimal for any athlete, from a tennis player to even pickleball players. But figure skaters, hockey players, I mean, just coming in on a regular basis, keep
Funny,
their
you mentioned
A-game,
pickleball
A-game.
Players, you know. Yeah, I wrote an article in 2021 in Lower Extremity Review. We called pickleball as physical before the world knew how to spell pickleball. And now it's the biggest injury problem we've got going with people who just are not ready for a sport that involves so much movement and direction changes, and they're just not in shape. They're not strong enough to sometimes to follow through. Now, again, if we have a parent out there whose son or daughter's in high school, they're in junior high school, they're in college, they're playing the sport, including massage therapy, like you said, something like every other week, is just smart medicine, isn't it?
It's very smart. In the beginning of my career, I actually was blessed to have a group of Olympic rhythmic gymnasts coming in on a like three times a month just to get them ready to perform in the Olympics. And that's going back quite a ways.
Yeah, that was the kids in they were in the Downers Grove Lyle at the school.
Yeah.
I know we did this right. At the I think we might have done something there together also, me and you.
Yeah, we did work after we sent people back and forth to each other.
Yes. Yeah. The early specialization, even though everybody in sports medicine wants youngsters to play different sports, you different parts of the body. Yes. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or a ballet dancer. Even tennis and soccer, we're seeing very, very early specialization and tremendous overkill. And, you know, we're interested in the two things, right? Whether it's preventing trouble or enhancing performance. Again, enhancing performance, not for everybody, but that's been something you've been involved with forever, isn't it?
It seems like it's been forever. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything, you know. I just wouldn't change anything. The direction of my life after I became a massage therapist is tremendous. I love to help others to help themselves to move better, to breathe better, and to feel better. And I love sharing that with adult students who want to learn to do the same thing. So with our school, I mean, the instructors are very passionate about what they're bringing to the table. So we have high caliber alumni, which I'm really very thankful. I feel blessed with that. So, and a lot of them are working with athletes. We have one student who actually is working for a major hockey team. Not only is their strength and conditioning coach, but their massage therapist. So it's kind of exciting.
Give us the website again that people can find out more, Michael, about you, your work, and
sure.
The school.
The school, the website is www.somar.com. And we also have a business-to-business section of the school where, again, we reach out to other, spas, Massage Envy, and Hand and Stone about how we can help service them, not only as a school, but how we can help their massage therapists stay within their A-game.
Yeah, it's great stuff, Mike. Thanks so much. Hold on, Mike. Mike McAlee, founder of Holistic School of Massage. We will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails, stuff like that. Got a figure skating show coming up next week. I'm excited. Got Jody Deal. Jody's been with the famous Rainbow Sports and figure skating store for decades. I've been able to count on them as one of the premier fitters, recommenders of which particular brand in my world of these young figure skating stars. He'll be joining us. And then the gal who started it all for me, Candy Burek. Candy was the first coach in the world of figure skating that I met in the late 70s at Sports Fitness Institute. She's still teaching. She still got her orthotics in her skates, man, from, I think, 1980. Candy was the Olympic champion, Evan Lysacek's first figure skating coach. So we're excited to have her back. The following week, Tricia Fuller. She's going to talk hypnosis, self-hypnosis, both in the sports world and out of it, and also NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is a powerful self-help interaction method. I remember Tony Robbins talking an awful lot about NLP, so some great topics coming up. You know, the Dr. Bob wisdom, I just want to talk a little bit about pickleball. We were talking about it earlier with our guests. Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country. It's, you know, 6-7 years ago, I had two great tennis players, this couple, coming in to see me. They were orthotics patients, and she was saying, you know, my foot's hurting me. I've been playing pickleball. I said, what the heck is that? The rest is history. I wrote an article in 2021 in Lower Extremity LER magazine called Pickleball is Physical, because I was very concerned at my gym where the basketball court was cut in half, and there were then two pickleball courts, and there were always seniors or even super seniors playing pickleball. And we were starting to see, you know, pickleball is movement, change direction. It's like tennis, like racquetball. And we were starting to see problems with all sorts of, whether it was foot, ankle, lower extremity, hand, wrist, shoulder problems. I wrote an update on that article just a few months ago, talking about how many injuries and whatever there have been. So again, if somebody's excited about getting involved in pickleball, and there are lots of different classes, there's a lot of information now to be educated, whether it's to be in the proper shoes and to have the proper equipment. And I'm adding the fact that we want some getting in shape involved.
And again, a lot of times we'll see we want these individuals to strengthen their feet and ankles in various ways. Rubber bands are a great way. Work on balance, stability exercises. If you got a history of injury, pay attention. If necessary, talk to a physical therapist, personal trainer, about exercises to help get you better ready to, again, change direction, run, move, accelerate, decelerate, everything that pickleball brings to the table. Matter of fact, if you go to Lower Extremity LER Magazine and you check out pickleball, you can get that article. It was in the past couple of months. A few emails. John says, my 11-year-old son has been playing soccer 3 days a week. He's on the traveling team. He loves it. He's had pain in his shins the past two seasons. We saw physical therapy, orthopedist. It wasn't a stress fracture. I'm glad, John, that you got a diagnosis, because shin splints, a term, is not a medical diagnosis. Almost always, it's some sort of tendonitis, muscle inflammation, tendon concern. The point I want to bring up is many, many shin problems are foot-related. The common flat-footed kid is going to strain those areas with running, jumping activities. So sometimes, again, let's say it's practice, the field is really hard, the ground is hard, the kids go out, they're playing hard, whatever the sport is, shins start hurting, that can happen. If we see, like you're mentioning, that it's already the second or third season, then we got to pay attention to the mechanics. What kind of shoe is your son in? And you want to look seriously, include podiatry. I've had great success with orthotics with these kinds of problems for decades. Shin pain because of foot imbalance. Control that foot imbalance with proper orthotics and the right shoe. Great success, especially if we add some proper strengthening that you're probably already involved with physical therapy. Patty says, I'm a 50-year-old runner. I had a diagnosis of chronic capsulitis, the ball of the foot. Patty, capsules are soft tissue that surround the joints, the metatarsal joints. They surround any joint. They're almost like an envelope that goes around it. And when it's inflamed, then we add the term itis to the mix, capsulitis. If it's persistent or ongoing, then many times it's got something to do with foot mechanics. Somebody has a long second metatarsal joint. They're always abusing it. They're getting very active. Maybe they started something doing too much too aggressively, and they can get inflammation in that area. So you want to pay attention with some feedback from podiatry involving, again, all those things, whether you're in the right shoe. We've had great success with orthotics. Sometimes a aperture or a protective area around that joint is what's added. We got a new racket going on with Lou Vickery, the ex-Yankee Cardinal pitcher and the motivational speaker on YouTube. What's your racket? We're talking senior tennis with the Sports Doctors In segment. Also, everybody knows my Sports Doctor In segment monthly in British Columbia, with the great show Run With It with Christine Blanchette. Otherwise, everybody, it's excitement, the Olympics. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.